KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, take a look at sports from the weekend. First, on Saturday, some area high school sporting events going on here locally in Glenwood. They hosted a cross-country meet, a co-ed meet on Saturday. On the boys' side, it was Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic. First cross the finish line as he finishes 16 minutes, 19.02 seconds to win the title. Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson was second. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central third. Brett McGee of Tri-Center placing fourth. And Trey Gross of Harlan was fifth in that meet. Also for Atlantic, Ethan Williams 19th. Drew Engler was 20th. Zane Berg 23rd. And Tyrell Williams 32nd for Atlantic. Team standings, Urbandale wins with 50 points. Lewis Central with 73 was second. Glenwood with 90 was third. Atlantic placed fourth with 94 points. And Harlan with 137 points. Placing fifth overall in that Saturday meet. On the girls' side, it was Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center winning. 1957-74 was her time. Emma Hughes of Glenwood placing second. Crystal Rudin of Urbandale was third. Taylor McCready of Atlantic placing fourth. Macy Gaskill of Urbandale placing fifth in that meet. Also for Atlantic, Ava Rush was 12th. Addie DeArmond 27th. Claire Pellett 28th. And Maddie Botis was 30th in that Saturday meet. Harlan won the team title with 50 points. Urbandale with 55 points, the runner-up. Glenwood 60 points for third. Atlantic placed fourth with 94. Tri-Center with 146 points, placing fifth in that Saturday meet. Also from Saturday, high school volleyball play. Some tournament action on Saturday saw the Atlantic volleyball team go 3-0 in their meets, their matches on Saturday. Atlantic defeating Riverside, Thomas Jefferson, and Essex, all by 2-0 scores. That was at the AHSTW tourney. Also at AHSTW, it was the Lady Vikes over Earlham, 2-1. Cam beat AHSTW 2-1. Cam over Earlham in two straight. Thomas Jefferson swept two from Essex. Riverside 2-0 over Essex and Thomas Jefferson, while Denison defeated Earlham, Cam, and AHSTW, all by 2-0 scores. Also, Glenwood hosting a four-team meet. It was Glenwood over Tri-Center, Sydney, Underwood, all by 2-0 scores. Underwood beat Sydney 2-0. Tri-Center over Sydney 2-1. And Underwood beat Tri-Center in two straight. Harlan hosting a four-team meet. It was Harlan over Logan Magnolia 2-0. Trainer beat Harlan 2-0. Harlan over St. Albert 2-0. Logan Magnolia beat St. Albert 2-1. Trainer over Logan Magnolia 2-0. And St. Albert over Trainer 2-0. At the Humboldt Tournament, Kemper Catholic participating in that meet. They won three and lost three matches on the weekend as Kemper Catholic down Spirit Lake, South Central Calhoun, and Fort Dodge while falling to Humboldt, Grandview Christian, and South Hardin. Also at the Bondurant-Farrar Tournament, Red Oak ended up 3-1 and 1-1 as they defeated Bondurant-Farrar, Norwalk, and North Polk, and also lost to Waverly-Shell Rock on Saturday. At the Colfax Mingo Tournament, Nottoway Valley a win over Coon Rapids Bayard in two straight. Nottoway Valley also beat Baxter and Colfax Mingo 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard won their other two matches over Baxter and Colfax Mingo as well on Saturday. On high school football over the weekend, Caden Miller led the trainer offense with 106 yards rushing and one touchdown. Noah James added 65 yards on the ground and threw for 57 for the Cardinals. As the Cardinals beat the Cardinals, it was Trainer over Clarinda, 28-13. Trainer had six sacks on defense on the night to help with that 28-13 win over Clarinda. On NFL news, disgruntled pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue is headed north, far away from Jacksonville. A person familiar with the trade says the Jaguars have agreed to send Ngakoue to the Vikings for a second-round draft pick in 2021 and a conditional fifth-rounder in 2022. That person said Ngakoue agreed to rework his 2020 salary to get out of Jacksonville. He had been the league's only franchise-tagged player unsigned, opting to turn down an offer that would have guaranteed him $17.8 million this season. Well, the Chicago White Sox picked up their 11th win in 13 games to slide into a tie with Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. Prize rookie Luis Robert hit his first game-ending homer, a three-run drive in the 10th inning, giving the White Sox a 5-2 win over the Royals. The White Sox pulled even with Cleveland when the Indians dropped a 7-2 decision at St. Louis. Adam Wainwright struck out 9 on his 39th birthday and went the distance on a four-hitter. Dexter Fowler homered and had three RBIs as the Cardinals stopped Cleveland's four-game winning streak. Also around the majors, the Athletics-Astros game in Houston was postponed when a member of the Oakland organization tested positive for COVID-19. The A's said the team conducted testing and contact tracing for the entire traveling party Sunday morning and would self-isolate in Houston with recommended safety precautions in place. Willy Adames launched a grand slam, and the surging Rays made it 12 wins in their last 14 games, completing a three-game sweep of the Marlins, 12-7. The Yankees erupted for 5 runs in the 7th inning before Gio Urshela laced a walk-off single in the 8th to give the Bombers an 8-7 stunner over the Mets in Game 1 of a doubleheader. The Yankees also took the nightcap in 8 innings as pitch hitter Gary Sanchez unloaded a grand slam off of Drew Smith in a 5-2 triumph over the Mets. Also, Jonathan Schoop hit a tie-breaking home run in the 6th inning, sending the Tigers to their 5th straight win and a 3-game sweep of the Twins, 3-2. The Blue Jays picked up their 4th straight win, 6-5 over the Orioles. The Mariners beat the Angels 2-1. Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, and Will Smith all homered in the Dodgers' 7-2 win at Texas. It was the Padres over the Rockies 13-2, the Giants 4-1 over the Diamondbacks, also the Braves a 12-10 winner over the Phillies. The Cubs did something never been done before in Major League Baseball. All three of their starting outfielders had 2 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, Jason Hayward, Ian Happ each homered twice in a 10-1 win over the Reds. Josh Bell and Gregory Polanco homered in the Pirates' 5-1 win at Milwaukee, and the Red Sox outscored the Nationals by a 9-5 final. In other baseball news, the Padres have made more moves to demonstrate they're prepared to challenge for a playoff berth, if not an NL West title. The Padres have picked up slugger Mitch Moreland from the Red Sox for a pair of prospects. The Padres are making one move after another in pursuit of their first playoff appearance in 14 years. They bolstered their bullpen Saturday, acquiring Trevor Rosenthal in a trade with the Royals. Seattle and San Diego also completed a 7-player trade Sunday night, with catcher Austin Nola joining the contending Padres and prized outfield prospect Taylor Trammell going to the Mariners. In other major league moves, the Cubs have acquired Jose Martinez from the Rays for 2 players to be named or cash. The 32-year-old Martinez is a .294 hitter. The Braves have acquired left-hander Tommy Malone from the Orioles for 2 players to be named. The Rockies have acquired right-handed reliever Michael Givens from the Orioles for prospects and cash considerations. Olympic gold medalist Ryan Crouser set a new Drake Stadium record in the shot put Saturday to highlight the action at the Blue Oval Showcase. That meet was contested without fans. Crouser broke his own stadium record with a toss of 74 feet, 6.5 inches. It capped a big week for Crouser, who won a shot put competition in the stadium last Tuesday.
It's been great. Just for the opportunity to compete alone has been awesome. But I like competing here at Drake. And I like the heat. It doesn't bother me at all. I'd way rather have it be hot than cold. So we were pretty warm on Tuesday, pushing 100, but today was perfect. It was like high 70s, maybe 80 degrees, sunny. It was great weather today.
American record holder in the women's pole vault, Sandy Morris, claimed victory with a winning height of 15 feet, 3 inches.
Drake has always been good to me. The conditions were beautiful today. The best I've ever had at Drake Relays, honestly. It was gorgeous. I feel bad that the fans couldn't be out there with us today because it was a beautiful day. And I'm just grateful to have this opportunity.
Because of the pandemic, the Blue Oval Showcase was the first major track and field event in the United States since Drake hosted the USA Championships last July.
It's been a very long and bumpy road trying to keep up my training through the coronavirus. It's been going from one place to another, trying to keep training, not having my coach with me, dealing with a lot of obstacles that I'm not normally having to deal with. So I wish I could have jumped higher today, but I had some good jumps. I felt good on the runway, just didn't put together the big bars. But I can't hang my head. I'm out there jumping. So a lot of people aren't yet to do that.
Two-time Olympian Tiffany Porter from Great Britain won the women's 100-meter hurdles and said she was happy with the chance to compete again as well. French tennis player Benoit Paire has been removed from the U.S. Open men's field after testing positive for the coronavirus. The 31-year-old was seeded 17th and was supposed to face Kamil Mazarczyk of Poland in the first round Tuesday. Contact tracing will now be used to determine who might have been exposed to Paire and who needs to be quarantined. The Grand Slam tournament begins today with no spectators allowed as part of efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19. John Rahm birdied the first playoff hole to nose out Dustin Johnson and win the BMW Championship at Olympia Fields on Sunday, and Austin Ernst has rallied to win the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. That's her second LPGA Tour title. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.